Text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Christmas at Graceland, home for the holidays. Daytime at a commercial city. People skate at an ice rink around a Christmas tree. Credits: Caitlin Doubleday, Adrian Grenner, Sonny Mabry, Damian Cecheri, Alan Wells, Lori Beth Sykes, with Chase Bryant and Priscilla Presley. Customers browse at outdoor shops and kiosks. An airplane lands at the Memphis airport. A woman rolls a suitcase through the airport. She pauses to lift a piece of clothing off the floor and hand it to a woman sitting at a bench. She waves at a woman and a man holding a sign that says, "Welcome home, Harper." The two women hug.
Maggie, I'm so happy to see your face. I missed you so much.
I missed you so much. I'm so glad you're home.
I know, I couldn't miss another Christmas.
Not to interrupt this sweet sister moment, but...
Oh, okay, Keith, I missed you too.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
I hope you're hungry.
I'm starving.
Okay. I got your bag.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Oh my God, how are the girls?
They are so excited to see you.
I brought them a gift.
Cars drive along a highway. One passes through a suburban neighborhood.
Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, oh Santa Claus comes tonight.
A school bus passes by a house decorated for Christmas. Inside, Maggie brings a tray of food to the dining table, where Harper sits with two little girls.
I cannot believe you did all this. I mean, I can, but you definitely didn't have to.
You've been gone for 3 years. Pot roast is the least we could do.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I did the potatoes.
I peeled the carrots.
A house full of chefs.
Not me. I'm all dishwasher.
Which we will definitely need when your parents get here. This house is going to get real cozy real fast.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're ready.
Cheers.
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 Thank you so much.
Aww. Oh, I missed you guys. Budapest at Christmas is amazing.
Someday, I want to travel all over Europe, just like you, Aunt Harper. Sounds like so much fun. How many countries did you visit?
I visited 17, but I worked in 9.
All museums?
Yes. I started out as a tour guide, and I worked my way up to assistant curator.
And took every possible museum job in between.
Yeah. I mean, I met some interesting people that had great projects, so I was lucky to help out.
My mom always says you're too nice to say no.
Please, freshman year, A Christmas Carol. Set designs.
Yep.
Costumes, props. Oh, and she sang in chorus. She never slept.
So I'm a multitasker, but now I actually am trying to just focus all of my energy on one job.
Your aunt's got a big interview tomorrow at the Brooks Museum.
So you'd live here in Memphis? Well, I would be their international curator, so I would be based in Europe. But I would be home more often if I get the job.
But what if you don't?
Petra.
No, it's true. It's a good question. It's a long shot. I don't know. I'd see where the job takes me. But enough about all that. I want to talk about all the fun stuff we're doing for Christmas. Starting with this little thing.
Is that for us?
What is it?
Harper pulls out a box. The girls unwrap it.
Snow globe, it's London!
And it's showing stars! Thanks so much, Aunt Harper!
Aww.
I love it.
And speaking of Christmas, the top of my to-do list, of course, is seeing Christmas lights at Graceland. When can we go? Tomorrow after school?
Please.
Fine by me.
It's okay with me.
In a different house, a man in a tie is on a video chat as he makes a sandwich. Three children's backpacks hang on the wall.
Okay, our big fundraiser is coming up, and let's say you have a prospective donor on the phone. What's your pitch?
We've written some clever algorithms for a database to better connect patients with doctors that we're giving away to hospitals for a low, low price.
For free, Davis, for free.
Fine, for free. Hospitals can then digitize their patient records in order to create a searchable, multi-user diagnostic.
I created this with you, and even I'm falling asleep.
Okay, let's hear your pitch, Mr. Almighty Salesman.
Something like this. There is an ocean of information out there, and we are giving hospitals a map to navigate between the islands.
Okay, needs work, but I get the point. I still don't like the giving it away for free part, though.
It's a lot better than selling it to help predict shopping trends, right?
Yeah, if we can pull it off. Correction. If you can pull it off, you're the charming face of our company. I'm just your tech genius.
Oh, and a humble one at that.
A girl enters.
Dad, you put turkey in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich again.
Sorry.
Another girl enters.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
Where are your shoes? You were supposed to have them on 3 minutes ago.
I've got socks.
Nice try. Go, now. Tick-tock.
A boy enters.
I can't go to school without a jacket today.
Why not? It's not even snowing.
But it's still gonna be cold.
Yeah, and you still need to figure out your Christmas project for art class.
You said you'd help me.
The man's eyes widen. He checks the calendar.
Buddy. I didn't put it in the schedule. I'm so sorry. It's in there now, okay? And your sister's right. You need a jacket. You don't want to be late for school.
Are you still there?
Oh, Davis. I'm so sorry.
Are you okay? You seem a little distracted. Where's your nanny?
Vicky went home for the holidays and our backup fell through. We're on our own.
You plus 3 kids, no help. Oh, and the fundraiser is less than 2 weeks away.
Don't worry, I got it under control. Listen, I gotta get these kids out the door. We'll see you soon.
Good luck.
Thanks. All right, gang, coats on. We're leaving in 60 seconds.
Later, at a museum, Harper sits chatting with an employee.
So, University of Memphis with a master's, and then advertising?
I know, not the most traditional start, but the truth is there really weren't any jobs out there for art history grads. But I quickly realized that art truly is my passion, so I went to Europe and I took every museum job I could find.
Yeah, London, Munich, Barcelona, you have worked at a lot of galleries. But curator, that's a big step up. You know, most of our candidates have their doctorate.
I can't compete with that level of academia, but for me, it's always been about giving the visitors a memorable experience. And whether that was at Graceland, where I gave tours all throughout high school, or at the Mission Gallery in Wales, where I co-curated an exhibit last year, I think that art should touch us emotionally, you know?
You know the job is based in London, so you wouldn't be here very much.
Well, yeah, I'm used to living out of a suitcase.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for coming in. You're definitely one of our more interesting candidates.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
Well, if it is, you'll be hearing from our director for a second interview soon.
Okay.
We're hoping to fill the position before the end of the year. Good luck.
Thank you. And thank you for meeting with me. It's been awesome. Have a great day.
I will. You too.
Thank you.
Harper looks sullen as the employee walks off. She exits. Later, at Maggie's house, the girls run out excitedly. Harper is parked.
But I love you!
I love you guys. Have fun at Graceland! Don't slip on the ice!
Hey, girls!
Thank you so much for doing this.
Bye!
Love you guys.
A Graceland shuttle bus pulls up to a large estate with stone statues, and the three of them exit.
Okay, girls, I want you to tell me the first thing that catches your eye. Wait, but don't look yet.
You know we come here every year, right?
I know, but like art, every time you come to Graceland at Christmas, you see something new, something magical, even if it's been there all along. Okay, so I want you to tell me what you see on the count of three. One, two,
three!
Okay, what do you see?
I see one of the best tour guides we ever had.
Regina!
Harper.
I was hoping I'd run into you.
When did you get home?
Just a couple days ago. Oh. So lovely to see you, Miss Presley.
You too.
Girls, this is Regina. She was actually my boss when I was a tour guide here in high school. And this, of course, is Miss Priscilla Presley.
Hi, girls. Welcome to Graceland.
Hi.
Hello.
Are these your children?
No. They're my nieces, actually.
Oh, adorable. And how have you been?
I just got back from Europe, where I was traveling around and working at different museums.
Oh, right. You know, she might want to go see the exhibit that you're working on.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. It's an Elvis at Christmas exhibit over at the museum, just something special for our employees and fans. I'd love to show it to you.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'd love to.
Well, I'm going to have to run. It was lovely to meet you. And Harper, welcome home.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye,
Merry
Ms. Priscilla.
Christmas.
Bye, Ms.
Merry
Priscilla.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Isn't she the sweetest?
Hey, Anna, you want to go see the lions?
Yes, they're so cute and fuzzy.
Come on.
It's good to see you.
I'm so glad to see you.
So, Europe.
It was amazing.
Harper and Regina sit.
So how long are you in town?
Well, it may not be for very long. I just interviewed with the Brooks Museum to be their international curator.
That sounds exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, I'm not excited. It's killing me. I have to wait about a week. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm horrible at waiting.
Well, if you want to start giving tours again while you're here.
Sure, yeah, I'll start today.
Speaking of tours, I'm meeting a client who wanted to give his kids a private tour, and we are completely booked, so I've got to go figure out a way to squeeze him in.
Just have him join us.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Honestly, Regina, I don't mind at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're a saint, always. Oh, that's them right there.
Okay, kids, I will be back before the tour is over, and unless, of course, you want to come with me.
And stay in a conference room all day?
Well, no, I was just thinking that maybe...
We'll be okay, Dad.
Okay.
Owen Reed, this is Harper Ellis, longtime friend and tour guide extraordinaire.
Hi, it's nice to meet you, Owen.
You too. This is my family, Adelaide, Millie, and Taylor.
Hi, and this is Petra and Anna.
Hi. Hiya.
Harper will be giving your kids a tour of Graceland today.
Well, thanks in advance.
Yeah, kids are kind of my specialty, so I'll meet you back here by the Lions in about an hour or so.
Yeah, in an hour. Got it. Okay. See ya. Have fun.
Hi.
Owen and Regina exit.
Okay, let's get started. Who can tell me Elvis's first Christmas song? No? Really? Come on, do not make me break out my choir skills, because I will. Why do you look so scared? Come on, let's go inside.
Harper leads the kids into the house. Inside an office, Regina and Owen pick up mugs and walk.
Owen, how many work parties have I planned for you at Graceland?
4. All amazing, but never a fundraiser.
Okay, true. So what's the tone? What are we working for?
I want to inspire people. I want people to feel good about what we're doing at the company.
Nice. I like that.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking silver and gold in a ballroom setting. Posh, but not pretentious.
Stylish, not stuffy. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Decor?
Huge decorative presents for the spirit of giving. Mm-hmm. Hot nutcrackers as the centerpieces. Sleigh with reindeer.
'Tis the season.
How about music?
I like classical.
Okay, classy. A gala of giving. Perfect.
Time passes. Regina and Owen chat outside.
So you're going from here to a Christmas play to a work dinner?
Busy time of year.
And you're doing that all without help?
Well, I thought I had a backup, but then she called
me. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was amazing. Do you guys have a manager? I need to make money. Well, I guess that about wraps it up.
Aww.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time. How was it?
It was awesome. Amazing. Fabulous. It was so much fun.
It seems like you really are the tour guide extraordinaire.
Oh, I'm not an actual tour guide.
You're not?
Well, she used to be, but...
I was, yeah.
Oh, you're the nanny.
Oh, for two. No, not the nanny.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Art is more my field. I work in museums. But right now, I'm just chilling with my nieces. Ooh, literally.
But you know, you guys could help each other out.
With what?
We're here for a few weeks, waiting to hear about the job in London.
London?
And your au pair is out for the holiday, and you've got these 3 little kids that need help.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Uh-huh.
We have a guest house you could stay in.
You'd make an awesome nanny, Aunt Harper.
Okay, Petra, slow down. Are you trying to get rid of me?
I'll tell you what. Look, here's my card. No pressure, but we could use the help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Give me a call if you want.
I will do that.
Okay. Say thank you for the tour.
Bye, guys. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Regina, we'll talk tomorrow.
This is the card.
Sounds good.
Jinx. No.
Regina stands with Harper.
I don't know how he does it all.
Is he a single parent?
Yeah. Lost his wife 3 years ago.
Oh, that's so sad. Christmases must be especially tough.
Okay, I want to hear all about London. Did you get to see Regent Street with all of the Christmas lights?
Of course.
Later, at Maggie's house, the girls play Scrabble with Harper.
I don't think Francis was a reindeer.
He might have been.
Yeah, I mean, after Rudolph retired, right?
All right, girls, time for bed.
5 more minutes?
Not tonight. Winter Express is leaving the station.
Okay.
Say goodnight to Erin Harper.
Goodnight, Harper.
Love you. Good game.
Keith exits with the girls.
See y'all upstairs.
They're so smart. Yuletide.
Hope that was worth some points.
Oh, it was.
So, I have a little favor to ask.
What?
Keith's parents are coming into town a week early. Like tomorrow early.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah. So usually Keith's parents sleep in Petra's room and then the girls bunk in Anna's room.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to even ask you this, but
Do you mind sleeping on the couch?
No, I don't mind at all, really. I'm the one overcrowding the place.
Don't be silly. You're the best.
I know.
I'm gonna go say goodnight to the girls.
Okay, bye. I'll see you in a minute.
Maggie exits. Harper feels the couch she's sitting on. She rummages through her bag and pulls out Owen's business card. She looks at it and picks up her phone.
Why not?
She dials.
Hi, Mr. Reed. This is Harper. We met outside of Graceland.
Daytime, at Owen's house, he stands in the kitchen on a video chat. One of his children enters.
I know, it's gonna be an incredibly busy day, and we still need to prep for our 10 a.m. run-through, so I'll see you at 9:15 a.m. sharp.
Dad!
Give me a second, honey. Yeah, and let's review the slides for the presentation, okay? Gotta run. Bye. Honey, what? Where are your shoes?
That's what I was gonna ask you.
Okay, well, we only have 18 minutes to find them, so come on, let's go. Where's your brother?
I don't know.
Okay, keep looking. Only 17 minutes now.
Owen answers the door. It's Harper.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Sorry I'm late.
Come on in. The kids are upstairs getting ready. Oh, look, I must admit, I wasn't expecting you to call.
Well, everybody needs a little extra help during the holidays, right? Plus, my sister works from home, so she doesn't really need me with the girls after school. And then her in-laws were coming into town early, and it was just...
Oh, so you're just home for the holidays?
Well, yeah, that's the plan. But I was supposed to go to Europe for a month and ended up staying 3 years, so who knows? It all just depends on if I get that job or not.
That's very spontaneous.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at winging it.
Yeah, no, that's great for certain situations, but just so you know, we like a little more structure. We've been on our own for a few years, so we have a system.
Yeah, Regina mentioned your wife to me. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. No, we're managing.
Well, your children are adorable, and this house is amazing.
Yeah, Adelaide mentioned we have the guest house that we just renovated, and if you want to stay in there, if you take the job, you won't have to commute back and forth on all the icy roads. Everything you'd need for lunch is in the refrigerator, of course, and everything you'd need for the schedule is in here.
He hands her a tablet.
Everything.
Yeah, the daily schedule, it's broken down into hourly blocks. I know it's going to be short term, but their nanny finds it useful.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she does.
Oh, yeah, and it gives you alerts, too, to keep you on track.
Well, that is very planned out. Yeah. And this is just for the weekdays?
Oh, yeah, believe it or not, weekdays are our quiet times.
Well, you know, it seems like you've got a real firm handle on things. I'm not really sure that this is...
Oh, terrific.
Everything okay?
Hi, Miss Harper. Are you really gonna be our nanny?
Owen sighs and checks the laptop.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
Looks like my holiday just got a lot busier.
Hey, my shoe!
Harper smiles at the kids. Later, they all exit Owen's house, dressed, with their things.
They only have a week left of school, but a lot to accomplish, including your art project, young man. Hey, maybe you can help them with it after school? I have to work late on the fundraiser.
Again?
Oh, not too late.
Don't worry, art I can definitely do.
Great. So bring your things by, settle in. Just be here by 3:15 when the bus drops them off, and you have their schedule.
Right, their schedule.
Okay, kids, time's a-wasting.
Millie rolls down the window and gives a salute. Harper salutes back. The car drives off. Harper rolls her suitcase into the house and looks around. There is a garland hanging on the upstairs landing. She walks into the kitchen and sees the elaborate family schedule. Her eyes widen. She rolls her suitcase to the guest house. Inside, she unpacks her bag, placing a framed photo on the bedside. She answers her cell.
Hey, Regina, I was just about to call you. Yeah, sure, I can be there in 20. Okay, see you soon.
At Graceland, Harper and Regina sit at a restaurant.
If I keep asking for favors, you're going to stop taking my calls.
Talking about an Elvis at Christmas exhibit is hardly a favor, Reg.
Hey, I'm glad that worked out with Open.
Slow down, I just started. But it will keep me busy until I hear back from the Brooks Museum, so that's good.
I really do hope that happens. Art and travel, it's so you.
I know. We'll see. Hey, I think this is really nice.
Come on now. You had 3 years in some of the best museums in the world. Give me more insight.
Okay, some insight. What makes Graceland so amazing? Well, everything. But what brings people from all over the world coming back every year? What brings me back again and again?
Well, I'm thinking Elvis Presley.
Exactly, but it's not that Graceland is an exhibit, it's that it's an experience. I think the Elvis at Christmas exhibit shouldn't just be a bunch of memorabilia and photos and all that. I think it should be an experience that lets people in on how he really felt about the holiday, you know? What are you thinking?
But I wish I could take credit for that. That's what I'm thinking. Ah, you're so right. I knew you'd be honest. And if you weren't so busy, I'd ask you to work your magic.
I'm not that busy. I'm not.
And it wouldn't be a bad thing if the Brooks Museum found out I was working on it, right? Well, that's true, but girl, do you ever stop?
Where's the fun in that? And plus, if I fall 1 second behind, this tablet will definitely let me know. So, if you're asking, the answer is yes.
Well then, welcome back to Team Graceland.
Yes, this is gonna be so fun.
Later, in an office, Owen chats with Davis as they exit a boardroom.
Good. These are solid. Just combine the two slides of the hospital statistics with the one of the case study, and I think we're good to go.
On it. But you should practice your speech. How's it coming?
Still noodling. I know, I need to get it right.
Hey, we may be partners, but all this came from you. So you need to dig deep, open up, make it personal.
Don't worry, I'll get there. We just need enough donations on Christmas Eve. We can't fund it alone.
That I cannot help you with.
And why not? People like you. You're so charming.
Oh, yes, I am. Thanks for noticing. But do you remember when I did that interview for LifeWire?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I spent 40 minutes pontificating on the benefits of big data?
Trust me, I remember. Well, I'll handle the fundraising.
Good call. Well, at least found a little help for the holidays, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Good. She's very nice. Frustratingly likable. I just hope she's as organized as I like her to be.
You like things organized?
Very fun. The kids don't need any more variables. They just need a good Christmas. That's all.
And they will. I promise. Okay, you're doing great. You're raising those kids, this fundraiser. Sandra would be very proud.
Thanks, pal. All right, go make some brilliant code or something. I got phone calls to make.
Got it.
Later, Owen's kids sit working as Harper consults the tablet.
Okay, so homework's done. Next up, we have to make presents for your grandparents.
They can't make it out this year.
So we have to mail them.
Soon.
Okay, and then make your Christmas list, but first...
Chores.
Right. Where do you guys keep your aprons?
Aprons?
Why do we need aprons?
Well, you don't need them necessarily, but I'm not the tidiest baker, so...
We're baking.
I feel like you've got a lot to do. You might need some Christmas sugar to get that energy up.
We're baking!
I have a good idea. Come on.
In the kitchen, the kids and Harper rise a homemade Swiss roll. There is a mess on the counter, but they finish.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a Yule log.
Oh, I see. It's a treat and a tree.
I got hooked on these in Brussels. So good.
Looks delicious.
It's not done, though. It has to look like that, so you guys got to get to garnishing. Who wants to start?
I do.
And you, my friend, will be responsible for frosting the next one.
Okay.
Come on over here. So, what's the theme again?
For what?
For your art project.
Oh, Santa's home in the North Pole.
Oh, cool.
They left it pretty open. I have a week to build it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was gonna help, but, you know.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, everybody is making the Santa's castle or Santa's home.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, where do the elves live?
That's genius. You know, my sister and I would make igloos out of sugar cubes. Could that work?
That'd be a lot of sugar cubes.
It would.
Harper, is this enough berries?
Wow, ladies, that's gorgeous. But I think we could add a few more.
Dad, you're home early?
Hey, kids. What do we have here? I guess this means you're done with your homework and chores?
The kids and Harper look sheepish.
Yule log?
Owen and Harper in the kitchen.
Harper, can we talk for a minute?
Yeah, sure. I know the kitchen's kind of a disaster, but we were just having a little fun getting to know each other, so.
No, that's important.
Yeah, I thought so.
But they've also got a schedule.
We were working on that. They just needed a little break.
No, I appreciate that, I do, but first they do their homework, then chores.
No, I understand that. It's just, it's the holidays and everything gets thrown off, right? I mean, my mom used to say that's what makes them so special.
Their mother used to embrace the chaos, too.
I'm sorry, that was insensitive of me.
No, it's fine. I just want to make sure my kids enjoy Christmas, and that doesn't happen unless they follow the plan. So if we could just do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll start cleaning this up.
Okay.
Okay. You should really try a piece, though. It's delicious.
I just might.
Owen leaves. Later, in the guest house, Harper chats on the phone with Maggie.
Are you kidding me? Of course I want to be there.
Are you sure? I feel like you have way too much going on.
Help out at the girls' school.
I'm never too busy for that.
Well,
I do remember you being pretty good at making wreaths.
It'll be fun, and it's for a good cause. And then I'll just go over the exhibit with Regina afterwards.
And other than that, I just have to have the kids ready by 4 p.m. sharp. No exceptions.
None.
Really?
Apparently not. But they are going to get their Christmas tree,
so that'll be fun for them. And this exhibit will be fun for everyone if I can tackle it.
You will. I don't know how you do it all.
Being single helps.
You know.
You could tackle that, too.
And start dating.
Who has time for that?
Everyone.
But you have to make time for it.
Well, I did it before.
And we all know how that ended.
So, no thank you. And besides,
if I were in a relationship, I would have way less time for wreath making.
And exhibits, and hanging out with you guys, so.
All right, good point.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'll see you in the morning, with bells on.
See you then.
They hang up. Harper pulls out a small notebook. The first page reads Elvis at Christmas. Hear the bells. She does a series of sketches, a small house, a tree, Elvis playing guitar. At an elementary school, Harper and Maggie unbox wreaths.
It's just a little break. I mean, what kid doesn't like to take a break from homework and chores?
I know. Well, Owen doesn't like breaks, unless they're scheduled breaks, of course, on the tablet.
I'm sure he appreciated it. You know, some people are just harder to read.
Well, yeah, he's definitely got that confident, tough exterior thing down. But I can see that he's just, you know, trying to keep it all together. And his kids, oh, his adorable kids, they just want more of him, you know?
Mm.
Oh, maybe I'm just overthinking it. I'm just gonna roll with it.
You always do.
Aunt Harper?
Hmm?
Can you put a bow on this?
Mine too. I like yours better.
No, yours is amazing. But yeah, I'll put a bow on it. Go grab me some ribbon.
Okay.
They were super excited you were coming today.
Oh, I miss this.
Yeah, I do too. Don't make me cry. Come on. We're not allowed to cry when there's Christmas music playing.
Oh, you know what? Let's just look at the bright side, because if I don't get this job, I'll be back on your couch in a couple weeks.
You know what? I would love that, but it's not going to happen.
You're going to get this job. Nobody is more deserving of it than you.
Oh. You know what? You're right. They would be lucky to have this amazing wreath maker. How many more do we have to make? I think five.
100?
500?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think so.
Oh, here.
Thank you, Aunt Harper.
Later, Harper and Regina chat in a decorated office.
Okay, so the idea is to make it feel vibrant and magical and fun, but still feel like an intimate insider's experience.
Okay, so it's still Elvis at Christmas, but during different points of his life?
Yeah, and we would show his humble beginnings in Mississippi and his service in Germany and Graceland, but not in a linear chronology. So okay. I envision guests being able to walk in and out of, I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
These life-size scenes made with mixed media so that they just feel closer to Elvis at Christmas.
I love it. And the scope seems doable.
By Christmas Eve, though?
Well, we can't really move a holiday party much later.
Good point.
Okay, you keep working your magic. I'm going to work on the live entertainment, because we certainly can't have Christmas at Graceland without that.
Definitely not.
At Owen's house, Harper descends the staircase carrying children's winter clothes. The kids work in the kitchen.
How's your homework coming along, guys?
Not done yet.
And you, Taylor?
I don't think I have enough sugar cubes.
Okay, well, we'll get some more later, but not now. Where's Millie?
Right here. Have you seen her other shoe?
So I guess you could say they're almost ready.
Okay, guys, we have 1 hour to get the tree.
Can Miss Harper come with us?
To get the tree?
No, honey, I think that's more of a family thing.
But you need a tree, too.
Yeah, for your room.
Okay, well, I'll find time to get one later.
Oh, yeah, we know how much you love schedules and hate being spontaneous.
Okay, so you guys really want me to come?
Yeah.
Except now we only have 58 minutes to get the tree. Your call.
Well, I guess we better hurry up and get some trees.
I get to pick the tree.
No, it's my turn.
No, I get to pick.
We did it last year.
Later, they arrive at a tree lot. The kids rush off.
I'm gonna find the tree.
Not if I find it first.
Dad.
Remember, it's Millie's year to pick the tree.
See?
You can all help me find mine.
Yeah, and stay focused if you want to have time for gingerbread cookies.
Oh, wait. So you don't have a problem with all baked goods, just Yule logs.
Funny. And you? How are things with you?
I'm good, yeah. Regina asked me to help with the Elvis at Christmas exhibit.
Oh, that's got to be a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I can work on it at night, so it won't interfere with this at all. I was actually wondering if the kids could come see it. It's just going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, they're pretty booked.
Right. Sure. It's just, their days are just so planned out, it doesn't really leave much wiggle room.
For what?
Anything else?
Yeah, I know. It's just, you let one thing slide, and I just don't want anything else to unravel.
Hey, Dad, look!
Okay, is that your pick?
It's perfect on all sides.
Is everyone else happy? Okay, good.
We got this one for you, Harper.
That's mine? It's perfect. I love it.
Okay, it's gingerbread time.
Owen approaches the tree.
Yeah! Oh, you're right. It is perfect.
Harper smiles as she watches them. Later, at Owen's house, Harper and the children are gathered around a box of ornaments.
Everyone picks their favorite Christmas carol, and then they hold hands and sing it around the tree.
Where is this from again?
It's a Danish tradition. I learned it in Copenhagen.
That sounds fun.
Wouldn't they keep bumping the tree and knocking the ornaments off?
Fine, we'll just pick one and sing around the piano. How's that?
As fun as that sounds, I still have some work to do.
You said you'd help us decorate the tree.
I thought you were going to help me with my project.
We'll have to do it another time, okay? I'm sorry. Just a few more emails, okay? And I'm sure Harper's amazing at decorating.
Yeah, I can decorate with them. Is it just this one box?
Oh, yeah. Our basement flooded a few years ago. Ruined most of them. Been meaning to get more, but...
Oh, I can take them out ornament shopping if you want.
Well, why don't you get started with this one, and then we need more, we'll get them. Be creative. Just be in my office. I'll be right back as soon as I can.
Who's ready to get creative?
Me!
Wow, you guys have a lot of art supplies.
I thought I wanted to become a fashion designer, but now I'm thinking an illustrator.
Well, I think you'd be good at either. Maybe both.
How are we going to make decorations out of glitter, glue, and cotton?
And pipe cleaners and stars.
And ribbon.
Tons of ribbon!
Just get adventurous, Taylor. You're good at that. All right, who's ready?
Me!
Using the supplies, the kids and Harper craft tiny ornaments and bows.
beautiful sight. They make facial costumes out of pipe cleaners. Gone away is the bluebird. Owen checks his watch as he works. They make paper snowflakes and strings of paper garlands. They toss marshmallows into their own and each other's mouth. They hang our decorations on the tree. Harper steps back to admire the tree as the kids continue decorating. As she stands, she notices a framed picture on the table of the kids posing with Owen and their mother.
Okay, guys. You know what's missing?
Cookies?
Advent calendar.
More people to help?
No. Our song that we are going to play around the piano.
Can you pick one for us, Miss Harper?
Me? Okay, I'm going to go with an old favorite.
Later, they gather around the piano.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy branches. Green not alone in summertime, but in the winter's frost and rime. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy branches.
In his office, Owen removes earbuds and stands.
It blooms for us when wild winds.
Owen watches them singing from the next room over, then returns to work.
A voice tells all its bells among, of shepherd's watch and angel song, of holy babe in manger low, the story of so long ago.
Later, Owen still sits at work in his office. He closes his laptop. Behind it is the same family picture Harper saw earlier. He stands and enters the living room, noticing the tree.
Oh, wow.
The kids are sleeping on the couch with Harper.
You said to get creative.
Owen picks up Millie and carries her out.
Come on.
He notices a snowman ornament on his way out.
Hey, Adelaide. Taylor.
Upstairs, Owen tucks Millie into bed.
I made a snowman. Did you see it?
I did. It's the best snowman ornament ever. Sleep tight, okay?
Good night, Daddy.
He shuts her lamp and closes her door. Downstairs, Harper is boxing up the supplies. Owen enters.
You had a busy night.
Oh, hey. Yeah, about that. We probably went a little overboard, but...
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how you did it all in one night, but this place looks great.
Well, I had some pretty awesome elves assisting me. They even helped me decorate my own tree.
Oh, I'm glad.
Are you?
Hey, I'm meeting Regina tomorrow. Why don't you meet me with the kids?
At Graceland?
Yeah, we'll go Christmas shopping after. You can join us.
Yeah, sure, I'd love to.
Good. Good night.
Good night.
Owen returns upstairs. Later, daytime, Harper arrives at Maggie's house. She carries the tub of supplies.
So when did you have time to go out and get all this stuff?
Oh, the shopping in Europe is amazing.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, stop.
So, how's Owen and the whole tree decorating? Was he really okay with all that sparkle?
Yeah, I think he actually kind of liked it.
Maybe he's a bigger softy than he thought.
Yeah, he's getting there. Ugh, the kids, though, they are total marshmallows. So sweet.
Well, I can't wait to meet him. Them. I can't wait to meet them. The whole family.
Them.
What?
Not him.
Couldn't help myself.
Later, at Graceland.
You guys finally get to check out what we've been working on.
So eventually, all of these photos and videos and all kinds of stuff is going to be inside of the exhibit to show how important family and Christmas were to Elvis.
Is that where you grew up?
Yes. Modest, but it really was full of love. Oh, and that is Christmas 1958 when he was stationed in Germany. And the story goes that he sang Silent Night for all of his fellow soldiers.
Aww.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I'll try and get you final numbers soon.
Okay, I'll be ready. Well, can you imagine how great it's going to be when it's done?
Okay. Let's get those presents.
Yeah.
Later, at Owen's house, they all sit around wrapping gifts.
Millie, I did not know how you were going to wrap that family tree, but it looks amazing.
Do you think they'll like it?
Oh, I'm sure your grandparents will love anything from you.
And I hope you guys like something that I found for you. I know there's only 9 more days until Christmas, but I saw this. I thought you had to have it.
An advent calendar.
Beautiful, and it lights up. Whoa. Isn't that pretty?
Whoa.
And when you pull out the drawers.
Aw.
I know this one.
I know this one too.
Do you know it? What are the words?
Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go?
And also one last surprise. In each drawer is chocolate.
She hands them chocolates.
Did this come with it, or did someone put them in there?
I don't know. I didn't put them in there. Maybe the elves did.
Oh, probably, yeah. Okay, what do you say to Harper?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you know what? Oh, I think this is the Brooks Museum.
Go get him.
Yeah, this is Harper.
Okay. Who wants hot chocolate?
I do.
Owen and the kids go into the kitchen. Later, Harper returns into the main house holding her cell phone. Owen hands her a mug of hot chocolate.
Special delivery, compliments of my 3 little elves.
Thank you. That looks amazing.
Enjoy.
Wow, that's good hot chocolate. What's your secret?
Millie put extra marshmallows.
Girl after my own heart.
So, what did the museum say?
They want to see me for a second interview tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah. I scheduled it while the kids were in school, so don't worry about it.
I'm not worried, but you seem to be.
Do I? No, I'm a little nervous, I guess.
You'll be fine. Just be your unique self. After seeing all that you're doing with the Graceland exhibit, they'd be lucky to have you.
Thank you for saying that. Maybe I should just bring her one of these.
Oh, well, then you definitely get the job.
Oh, hey, I know I was supposed to take the kids skating tomorrow, but my sister and nieces are going sledding. Do you think that's close enough?
Don't let Wayne Gretzky hear you say that. Yeah, you're fine. No problem.
The 3 kids peek to listen from behind a wall.
I'll let you get some rest.
Okay. And Owen, I know you're doing everything you can to make this a great Christmas, and you are. But I feel like what the kids want more than anything is just to spend time with you. That's the best gift, right?
You're right. Thank you for saying that.
Of course. Good night.
Night.
The kids smile at each other as Owen leaves. Later, at the museum, Harper stands in an office as a woman in a suit approaches.
Harper.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Allison, director
so
of the museum.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
There seems to be a lot of good buzz surrounding the Graceland exhibit. I know I'm excited to see it.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be doing it.
I think it'll be the perfect Christmas gift to all the Elvis fans.
I like your confidence.
Thank you.
You definitely have a lot of varied experience.
Well, I've been on the go for quite some time, so... Which is how I've been able to see so much incredible art firsthand and figure out what really speaks to me.
And recognizing that is essential for a curator of international exhibits. I'm assuming more travel made this position a bit more enticing?
It did. I mean, it does, yeah. I'm just curious, though, do you think you'd ever need somebody based here?
Right now, our need is in London, overseeing our exhibits in Europe. But I do appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity, one that I'm truly honored to be in the running for.
I have a lot to consider, but I'm excited to see your work in action. See you soon.
Merry Christmas.
Allison exits with a Graceland postcard. At his office, Owen chats on the phone. Davis coaches.
Connects those islands like a billion bridges.
Oh, okay, hold on there, son. That's a nice speech, but I'd rather hear from the heart. Frankly, I'd rather hear a bunch of computer mumbo-jumbo.
Of course, yes, I understand.
Owen, if you're looking for a few bucks, I'm not your man. But I like what you're doing, and if you hit your goal, I'll double it.
Okay, that would be a game changer.
If you hit your goal.
Of course, yes, thank you. We won't disappoint. We could double our distribution, take on the whole Southeast.
Nicely done! We are both on our game today. That's why I'm here 10 minutes early to review the upgrades of our interface program. And yeah, be impressed with that.
Yeah, about that, change of plans.
Come again?
Harper is taking the kids sledding. So?
Oh, so you want to go, like, right now? Because I don't know the last time you canceled.
Rescheduled.
Yeah, anything.
Are you sure you don't want to come tonight?
To a stuffy dinner filled with industry competitors? Yeah, no. Okay. I'm going to hold out for our party, but thank you.
Thank you for understanding.
We'll go sledding next time.
At a hill, the kids sit on sleds.
You guys have fun.
Don't go too fast.
The faster you go, the safer it is.
Not true.
The kids take off. Maggie and Harper sit at a table sipping cocoa.
Says the girl who never slows down. When was the last time you took a night off?
The night I got here. I didn't do anything that night.
Jet lag doesn't count.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Hi! I didn't know you were coming. This is my sister Maggie. This is Owen.
Ah, nice to meet you finally.
Likewise.
So, how was the interview?
We'll see.
Dad!
Oh. Hey, you having fun?
Yeah. I guess now is a good time to ask, would you and the kids like to come over tonight? Cookies and a Christmas movie? Yes, we love cookies.
Yeah, I would love to. Unfortunately, I have a fancy holiday party to go to. A bunch of big vendors are going to be there, so I can't miss it.
Well, sounds fun.
Nah, not so much business.
Well, it's a Christmas party. Who doesn't love Christmas parties?
You could go. Keith and I will watch the kids. Harper could go, right? She could go with you.
Maggie, you can't just invite me to his business parties. That's not how it works.
You said you don't get out much.
Okay, I said that.
But it's true. It's true.
I really think you should go.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you come? It'll be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how fancy is it?
She considers. Later, Maggie chats on the phone as she and all the kids bake in her kitchen.
Adelaide should just tell you.
When the kids get done with this cookie making session, they're probably just gonna pass out, like even before the movie.
Are you sure you wanna do this? I feel like 5 kids is a lot to handle.
Don't worry. Keith is helping and his parents are here too. And when the kids get tired, I'll just take them back to Owen's and...
Wait for you to get home. Maggie, you don't need to do that, really.
It's no big deal. Just go have fun. You deserve it.
What if we have nothing to talk about?
Please, you can talk to anyone.
Even if he's handsome.
Maggie, stop! I'm gonna put some sweats on and come over to your house right now.
Okay, okay. Just please enjoy your one night off.
Mom, we need some help.
Oops. Gotta go.
All right, love you, sis.
Harper hangs up and finishes applying makeup in the mirror. She goes to the foyer. Owen enters from upstairs in a tux.
Hey.
Wow. You look...
Is it too fancy? I know you said fancy. I wasn't sure.
No, just... really beautiful.
Well, thank you.
So are you ready for a dazzling evening of high-tech computer talk?
Well, now that you put it that way.
He offers his arm, and they walk out together. At the Peabody, Owen walks into a crowded ballroom with another man in a suit.
When we heard you were applying your systems to the medical field and doing it for free, we thought you'd lost your mind.
I know, it sounds nuts, but it's really invigorating our engineers. And I think hospitals will really benefit. We just need to raise enough money or we can't pull it off. Hint, hint.
Owen, you expect me to just give money away?
Well,
just kidding. Of course you can count on me.
Okay, now I'm really happy I came because these croquettes are amazing. You have to try one. Oh, hi.
Hi. Is this your date?
Oh, no.
No. Friend.
Yeah.
Friendly. She takes care of my kids. Normally. I mean, not tonight, obviously.
Okay.
And also, I don't date, so there's that.
Well, I clearly got that wrong.
Harper, this is Radford, our host. We spent a lot of money on his computers over the years.
So nice to meet you. You've thrown an amazing party.
Thank you. Well, as much as I'd love to stay and chat, I have to give a speech, so see you on Christmas Eve.
See you there.
Harper.
Radford leaves.
Wow, that couldn't have been more awkward. I'm so sorry. And probably shared too much information.
No, it was illuminating. You don't date?
No, I date. I have dated.
Okay.
I had a serious relationship where I pictured it all. The house, kids, the whole nine yards.
And then...
Then he changed his mind. Said he didn't see it anymore, at least not with me, so...
And so you moved to Europe?
Well, first I stayed here and wallowed for a good while. And then eventually I just decided I needed to pick myself up and go do what I love.
And you've been on the move ever since?
Yeah, I guess so. Familiar tale. Get your heart broken, get busy to distract yourself, and then 3 years have flown by. Okay, enough about that. What about you? You have to share something.
Me?
Yeah.
About dating.
Sure, anything.
Okay, it took a while. Yeah, dated a little. Just after everything that happened, I want to get it right.
Yeah.
They're serving dinner. I hope you're still hungry.
Oh, I'm always hungry. This is so pretty.
Yeah, isn't it?
Is this sort of similar to the party that you're throwing?
Owen looks around the ballroom. He sees a string quartet and cover tables.
Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
They sit.
Oh, this is not good. Oh, it's bad. This is exactly like the party we're throwing.
Oh.
The classical music, the oversized presents, the sleigh, the reindeer. He even has nutcrackers on the table.
Oh, and who cares? It's not like the same people are going to be at your party.
It's virtually the same guest list.
Oh. Well, you know what?
Why don't we just take these nutcrackers right off the table and hide them?
Kidding. I'll put the nutcracker back. Hey, listen. It's going to work out. I promise. You worry too much. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Cheer up, Owen Reed. It's Christmas.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you all so much for coming out. Try and keep this short and sweet. So good to see so many faces I know and love out there.
Later, at Owen's house, Harper walks Maggie out.
I'm so glad the kids had fun.
Oh, I think they want to spend the rest of the holidays together.
Oh, aren't they so sweet?
So cute.
Thank you again for tonight. I really appreciate it. Love you.
Love you. Oh, the kids left something for you on the counter for both of you.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Good night.
Bye.
Get home safe.
Maggie leaves, and Harper returns inside. Harper sees a gift bag with a bow on the counter. Owen enters.
Everybody's fast asleep.
Well, they had a busy day. And they left us this.
What is it?
I don't know. Sprinkles.
Harper unpacks the bag.
Frosting. Oh. Happy decorating?
How can we say no to that?
Later, they use the gift to decorate cookies.
Decorating cookies is on our list, but I'm not sure I can cross it off if we're not all here together.
I think as long as they get decorated, you can just cross it off the list.
Good plan.
And also, things can fall off the list.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Sure it does. You know what my favorite childhood memories are?
What?
Staying in our pajamas, lounging and laughing and eating. No agenda, just hanging out. That's what your kids are gonna remember.
Just hanging out?
Yes, with you.
Tour guide, nanny, philosopher, artist. You might have a calling there.
Yeah, I just might if I don't hear back for this curating job.
Yeah, when are you supposed to hear back?
I have a feeling they're gonna wait and see how this exhibit goes. No pressure, right? But it has given me a chance to really stop and think.
About what?
What I really want. It's been really nice being home with family and back in Memphis.
It's really great having you here with us. I mean, the kids love having you around. If I can just figure out a solution for this fundraiser.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
How do we inspire people to donate if it's more of the same? If we don't inspire, then we can't reach our target. And if we don't reach our target, then all of the matching funds go away.
What if we combined our events? I mean, they're already on the same night.
Move the fundraiser to where? The museum?
I think it could actually really work. I mean, Elvis was an incredibly charitable guy, right? Especially at Christmas. He gave to all the local charities, including hospitals, which is who you want to help.
Is that even possible? On such short notice? It's a week away.
I mean, yeah, we would have to talk to Regina, but I feel like it could be a win-win.
That would be a lot of work.
Since when has a lot of work stopped you before, Owen Reed?
He considers. Later, at Graceland, Harper, Owen, and Regina chat in an office.
I just love that we could add a charitable component to this event. I have a call out to a music promoter that we've worked with before to see if he can bring somebody in to perform.
Regina, I know it's a lot to change in a week, but it fits together so perfectly.
Elvis, charity, and Christmas?
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Owen, Harper, and the kids decorate the Graceland ballroom together.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
Harper takes a photo of the kids posing in a wreath. She turns to Owen smiling, whose back is turned. He's on the phone. The kids decorate gifts with wrapping paper. Millie sits on Owen's shoulders to hang a poster. Later, Owen sits with the kids decorating. Harper and Regina watch a band's live performance on a tablet. Regina shakes her head. In his office, Owen pitches an idea to Davis. Davis scowls at the idea. At home, Owen sits at his dining table helping Taylor with his art project. Harper watches. They pass each other marshmallows as they work. Later, both families watch a movie together. At Graceland, Harper walks with Owen and family.
Can you believe in 24 hours all of this hard work is finally gonna pay off?
What do you say we grab a bite at Gladys's and celebrate?
Yeah, I could do that. Do you mind if we stop by the mansion afterwards? I just have a little something I need to take care of.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Great.
Later, Harper, Owen, and his family return to their house. They enter the foyer cautiously.
So, what exactly are we doing here?
Well, Graceland has a family tradition that I wanted to share with you.
Priscilla enters.
Hello. Welcome, everyone.
Okay, so now I'm even more confused than the first day we met. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Owen. Well, a little birdie told me that you missed out on decorating your Christmas tree this year. So?
We thought we could give you another chance.
Do we really get to help you decorate your tree?
Yes, you do. And I did hear that you were experts. You know, the first time that I came to Graceland, it was Christmas time, too. It was really magical.
These ornaments are amazing.
These just aren't any old ornaments. They were given to us by guests and even some fans. They were Elvis and my, well, favorites.
Amazing.
You know, when we would decorate the tree, I always like to put the tinsel on perfectly, just as if they were icicles all over. And then when Elvis would come in, well, he would just take all the tinsel and he'd toss it up to the top of the tree and then let it just go everywhere. And then come back and take all the credit for it.
Miss Presley, this is so incredible. I'm sure everyone is just excited. Thank you.
Well, I'm just sorry that I can't be there for your big event tomorrow night. And just wanted to share with you my appreciation for both of you. Really.
Thank you.
So should we go and decorate the tree?
Yes.
Priscilla and the kids exit into the living room.
What?
I can't believe you did this.
'Tis the season. When I was little, we used to come here every single Christmas. So now it just kind of feels like home.
I just think it's so magical.
Well, isn't that what home's supposed to feel like?
Okay, we ready for the tinsel?
I am.
The family and Priscilla decorates the tree. They alternate placing it gently and tossing it up to the top. They smile as some of the tinsel gets caught in their hair. Later, Harper chats on the phone with Maggie.
Sounds like you had the most spectacular day.
We did. It was great. And getting to decorate with Priscilla Presley at Graceland? Come on.
I know. It was so cool.
Hey, listen, Owen's going to take the kids, and I was thinking I could come over to your place and we could get ready and go to the party together.
Glam it up.
The girls are going to love that. I'm excited.
Me too. All right, I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
Owen enters.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. I was just talking to my sister.
Hey, thanks for tonight. It was totally unexpected.
Yeah, I had a really great time.
Yeah, me too. I better go work on my speech.
Okay.
Hey, I know you don't, you know, haven't done much of it lately. I was wondering if you'd be my date.
To our party?
Officially.
I'd love to.
You would?
Yeah. I just told my sister that I would get ready with her and the girls at her place, though.
Oh, yeah, totally understand.
Maybe you could just pick me up from there?
Okay. It's a date.
Okay.
Speech.
Owen backs out of the kitchen smiling. At Maggie's house, Harper enters. Maggie is applying makeup.
Finally, I thought you were standing us up.
What? No, never. Sorry, it's just everything today is taking way longer than expected.
Then you better start getting ready.
Okay, I know that tonight is supposed to be just fun for everyone, but what if it doesn't go well?
What, the exhibit?
And Owen's party. I mean, he's never thrown a fundraiser before, and I certainly haven't. And then what if the director from the Brooks Museum actually does show up?
Okay, stop. You've got two really great events going on, the chance to help a lot of people, and we're all going to be there to support you.
Is that really what's bothering you, or are you a little nervous about it being a date?
Okay, fine. I'm not nervous about it being a date. He is pretty incredible. But I don't even know how much longer I'm going to be here, so it's pointless.
He knows that too. But you're here now. So why don't you just go with the flow? It's what you always tell me to do.
That's not that easy.
It actually is. You've been doing it your whole life. Just not with your heart.
Harper sighs and rubs her forehead.
Okay.
Owen approaches Maggie's front door in a tuxedo. He glances back at the car. All three kids give a thumbs up. Maggie answers the door in a long red evening gown.
Wow. You look absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Just keeping with the color theme. You look very handsome.
Thank you.
Maggie waves at the kids in the car. They wave back.
Well, shall we go?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to be late.
Harper, wait. Don't forget your coat.
Oh.
Hi, Owen.
Owen waves at Maggie and Keith.
All right, you two. We'll see you in a bit.
Bye. See you guys later.
Later, they enter Graceland. Guests mingle in a ballroom. The room is decorated with strong lights and hanging curtains. There are Elvis costumes on display throughout the room. Caterers carry trays to the partygoers. Owen helps Davis adjust his bow tie.
For someone who doesn't like fancy parties, you sure clean up pretty good.
Yeah, had to bring my A game, didn't I? And so do you if we're gonna get Graham to match our goal. Saw him on the way in.
Guests wave at Harper as they enter.
Along with Santa and Frosty.
Great. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Owen approaches Harper.
You are amazing, you know that? I think people are really loving this.
The night's young. Let's see how it goes.
Ooh, it's gonna be like that, huh?
I just don't want to be overly optimistic.
Regina approaches them.
Okay, I hate to be that girl and have to interrupt, but our guest singer is running late.
What?
Apparently the roads from Nashville are really icy, but your presentation's already ready to go, so want to switch it up and you go first?
Oh, you mean, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that.
You'll be great. Just be yourself.
Okay.
And remember that people always give from their heart, so you'll be great if you speak from yours.
Thanks for the tip.
Good luck.
Regina leads Owen to the microphone. Harper watches from the back. Allison enters.
Harper. Allison, you made it.
I wasn't sure I was going to find you before I had to leave. I'm actually on my way out.
Oh, already?
I have another engagement, but I'm really impressed.
You are?
The emotion behind the exhibit is really powerful. The charitable element on top, terrific. I know this is a big night for you, so I'll keep it brief. The job is yours if you want it.
Really?
Well, as long as you can leave for London by the 28th.
28th? That's so soon. Wow.
We want someone fully settled in by the new year, so yes. Listen, why don't you take tomorrow to think about it and let me know?
Okay.
Here's my card again. Just call myself.
Okay. Thanks, Allison. Have
sure,
a great night.
Sure, you do.
Allison exits.
Good evening.
Owen stands on the stage. He sees Harper in the back.
Merry Christmas.
Guests continue to enter as Owen addresses the crowd.
Thank you for being here tonight. I gather you're having fun. I just want to take a brief moment and thank everybody at Graceland. Regina, you and your team knocked it out of the park again. And Davis, my business partner. I love you, buddy. We're here in honor of Elvis's legacy of giving and his many charitable contributions at Christmas. So let's give it up for Elvis. Come on. I've said many times before, there is an ocean of medical information out there. And our company's mission is our company's mission.
Owen sighs and lowers the microphone for a moment.
You know, I had this whole speech.
Owen sees his three kids standing in the front of the crowd.
You know, we all go through difficult times in life. Me and my family know this as well as anyone. But it wasn't until recently that someone so special came into our lives and showed me just how important the heart of the family is and how we need to cherish the time we spend together. When you walk out of here tonight, you will feel certain that your generosity will allow us to help those in need do just that. Quicker diagnoses, faster treatment time, higher cure rates. All of that equals one thing, more time to do the things in life that really matter. And with your help, we're giving away this technology for free. Merry Christmas.
Owen walks off the stage. Harper looks contemplative as she stands watching. Later, Regina approaches Owen.
Any word?
He's still trying to get here, but it just doesn't look promising. I'm sorry. Everyone's so excited.
No, it's not your fault.
Hey, kids, we have a little problem.
We heard.
You did?
Don't worry. We have a backup plan.
Harper enters.
What is it?
Okay, guys, what's so important?
You have to sing.
What?
Sing?
You just have to.
Right now, in front of everyone?
We'll all sing with you, if that helps.
Dad promised everyone a performance, and I think we should give it to them. Hey, it's actually not a bad idea.
Okay, well, if you all sing with me, I guess we could sing a carol.
We could do that.
Okay, well, let's give these people a Christmas at Graceland they're never going to forget. I can't believe you're making me do this.
Owen returns to the stage with THE microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, due to weather, our musical act couldn't make it tonight. Aww. However, instead, we have a very special performance.
Harper and the kids enter.
Feel free to sing along if you want.
Please do, please.
The backup band begins to play.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
Smiles. The crowd cheers. Harper and the kids both. A man holding a guitar enters.
Everybody, please give a warm welcome to Chase Bryant.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Y'all give it up for this beautiful family.
Hey, I'm going to take a break and be back in 5 minutes.
Later, Owen walks through the crowd. Davis and a man approach.
Owen, I like that whole island thing, but that's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, pal. Yeah.
Owen, fantastic job.
Graham, thank you so much.
And like I promised, I'm doubling my commitment.
Oh, thank you.
That is a game changer. Thank you so much. Would you give me a second?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. He's the best.
Owen approaches Harper.
What a night, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't have done any of this without you. I mean, not just this. This is the best Christmas we've had in a long time. All of us.
Me too.
Really?
good. Because I never expected to feel like this. Especially after the first day. But I've never met someone as incredible as you.
I got the job at the Brooks Museum.
Oh.
I just ran into the director.
Are you gonna take it?
I don't see how I could say no, right?
Wow, I have bad timing. I'm sorry I said all
no,
that.
No, don't be sorry. Everything that you said, honestly,
It's okay. When do you have to leave?
Right after Christmas.
So soon. Congratulations. It's what you've always wanted. I'm really happy for you. They're so lucky to have you. Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
You'll want to go tell your family.
And I'm going to find the kids.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me too.
Owen walks off slowly. Harper frowns. Later, Chris Bryant stands on the stage again.
What do you say we get some more Christmas going? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Owen looks wistfully at Harper.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same day if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when
Owen's kids begin to dance and swing with Harper. Harper and Owen cheer and exchange glances.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Harper walks to the back of the room with a glass. Maggie and Keith approach.
Hey. I did not expect to see you all up there, but wow, that just made my holiday.
And a job offer too?
Hello, Christmas.
I know, I really didn't think I was gonna get it.
Oh, we knew you would.
You're the hardest working person that I know.
We're just happy you're happy.
Yeah.
That wasn't very convincing.
I'm still letting it sink in, that's all.
Well, you know, we'll come visit you. Listen, I'm gonna go round up the kids, so congratulations.
All right, good night.
Love you.
Love you.
So you feel good?
I do. I feel so grateful, and I feel really lucky.
It's not really the same thing.
I don't know. I guess I just really love being around you guys, and I forgot how much I really do love it here. So it'll be hard to leave.
And all the rest.
What rest?
They're a pretty special family.
Oh. No, Maggie, this is not about them, and I couldn't stay here for a...
Why not? You can do anything you want. I've known that about you forever. But you're the only one who knows what's in your heart. It's all in the feeling, right?
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Chris Bryant leaves the stage. Outside the ballroom, Harper dials a number on her cell phone.
Allison, hi, this is Harper Ellis. Do you have a minute?
Inside the ballroom, Davis chats with Owen.
Well, you put everything you got into this, and it worked.
We're going to be able to get this program off the ground in no time.
I know it was a risk, but it was worth it.
Harper catches Owen's eye. She walks out of the ballroom.
Just don't stop there, okay? I know you like to be able to control things whenever you can, but love doesn't work that way. Doesn't mean it's not worth it, and it doesn't mean you can't make it work.
Owen nods. Outside the ballroom, Harper walks up the lane with her jacket drooped on her shoulders. She looks at the main house. Owen approaches.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm trying to roll with things more, so...
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
Where are the kids?
Yeah, they're giving us a minute. So I know we don't have it all figured out yet.
No master plan.
Nope. We don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you.
Really?
Really.
Well, that's good to know. But I don't think I'm going anywhere.
What? You're not taking the job? Yeah, I thought it was what you wanted.
2 weeks ago it was.
Yeah, so what changed?
I did. I realized that I want to be here with the kids and you
and my family.
So I told her that I wanted to be based here and gave her my best pitch.
What'd she say?
She said she'd think about it.
Well, okay, look, you don't have to decide anything right now. Whatever you want, wherever it takes you, we'll make it work.
That's all I ever wanted.
I think you just made our Christmas.
Mine too.
He leans in, and they kiss tenderly. Owen's kids watch from around the corner. They approach smiling. They begin hugging Owen and Harper.
Oh. Well, didn't you guys set the timer like I said? That was like a really fast.
They all embrace in front of the Graceland house.